SBS Radio.
People ran for their lives as a powerful earthquake struck the holiday island of Lombok in Indonesia, damaging homes and causing panic among locals and tourists. The United States Geological Survey recorded the magnitude 7 tremor at a depth of around 10 kilometres, followed by numerous secondary quakes and aftershocks. There are also reports of damage in cities as far away as Bandung on Java, some 955 kilometres from Mataram, but neighbouring Bali has reportedly been harder hit. This Balinese resident says he doesn't feel safe in his own home.
We just experienced an aftershock. It was very strong. Two times we ran out of the house. This is a residential area. The majority of the houses here are for rent. Everyone ran out because the quake was very strong.
A terminal at Bali's international airport suffered some damage, but the runway was unaffected, and operations soon returned to normal. Singapore's Law and Home Affairs Minister, who was in Mataram, wrote on Facebook that his 10th-floor hotel room shook violently and posted photos of cracked walls and roads littered with bricks and crushed motorbikes. Buildings were left without power and hospitals rushed to get their patients outside, with video footage showing patients lying in beds lined up in the street. It comes barely a week after a magnitude 6.4 tremor hit Lombok, killing around a dozen people and triggering landslides that stranded dozens of hikers on popular mountain routes. Medical director of Sanglah Hospital, Getut Sudatana, says staff are still figuring out how to treat patients under the circumstances.
For a while, we will place patients here in the parking lot and gymnastics yard, also in the hallway of the hospital. And we will build emergency tents to gather all patients there so that our medical teams and nurses can concentrate more on handling patients.
Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton is in Lombok for counter-terrorism discussions. In a tweet, Mr. Dutton praised Indonesian authorities and Australian federal police officers for quickly and safely evacuating the Australian delegation from their hotel. Speaking to the Nine Network, Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says he's closely monitoring the situation and will offer support.
Our thoughts and prayers are with the people of Indonesia, particularly the people of Lombok, where the earthquake occurred. But as we've heard, its effects have been felt around Indonesia, including in Bali, where so many thousands of Australians will be right now.
Indonesia's Chief Security Minister Wiranto says a scheduled Monday meeting with regional counterparts, including Australia and New Zealand, will be cancelled. It's believed that there are no Australians among the dead or injured. A tsunami warning was issued but soon cancelled, though one official told a local television station that seawater had poured into two villages. Andrea Nierhoff, SBS News.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.